Welcome to Bouncing Forward. You're listening to this week's bonus episode where I share the best clips, wisdom, and actionable takeaways from my podcast. Get ready for a quick dose of inspiration on how to not only survive your toughest challenges, but how to actually go on to thrive. Your journey to bouncing forward starts here. I think what I want to share or get people to see within themselves is really the belief in themselves that yes, they can, because I think the whole world can be telling you, you can't. I mean, losing my legs and not seeing anybody like me, not having, you know, we didn't have the Paralympic Games at that time. Well, the Paralympics were going on, but not really televised. I didn't really have anybody to look towards to say, well, she's doing it, so I can do it. I really had to figure it out on my own. And that came down to just this powerful belief in myself. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to snowboard without legs, but I know that I am because I can feel it. I can feel it inside. And I think that's just driven me, you know, and just that shutting down that, not only the outside chatter, oh, we've never seen anybody with two prosthetic legs do this. Oh, you know, I don't know if that's possible. No, we've never created anything like that. So not just shutting down the outside chatter, but the inside chatter, because
that's the worst chatter.
It's the inside chatter that gets you. And yet I'm actually really fascinated with that inner voice, because we've got a coach and a critic, right? Mm-hmm. We've got one inner voice that's like, I've talked about it with Oprah, and you know, it's in her books, it's in the Super Soul Sunday. It's in Super Soul Sunday and her podcast. And it's all about this kind of whisper, this intuition that I felt has always guided me. So we've got that. But then we also have the critic, which is absolutely trying to shut you down every time you want to take a leap.
Right.
And so I don't know how, I'm not 100% sure at times who to listen to, or, but I know that.
I don't think you're listening to your critic, my friend. I don't think you're listening to your critic. I don't think you are. That is one of the things when you chat with people, like, what is a really great spiritual practice? And of course, there's meditation and, you know, contemplation and all kinds of things. But how about this? Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm telling you, I had an experience just the other day where it became so clear to me that this voice, this negative voice, was not me, and that I was not going to listen to it. It was so profound, because I was thinking of this podcast, Bouncing Forward. And I thought, you know, I want to do this podcast on not just my journey of how I got through my challenges and resilience, but other people's journeys as well, other people's setbacks and how they had comebacks, and
right,
you know, what steps helped them along the way. And so I knew, I got so inspired that I wanted to do this podcast. And right when I was like, yes, I'm doing this, I'm feeling this, I literally heard a voice in my head say, you can't do that. You just had surgery. Who do you think you are? You're sitting here in a wheelchair without your legs. Like, nobody's going to listen to you. You're nobody, Amy. You're just this disabled girl. I'm telling you, this voice was so harsh. And I was so aware it was not me, because yeah, I was feeling something completely different. I was feeling, no, yes, I can. And yet I was having this voice say, no, you can't. And that's when I first recognized there's something different here. That's part of me, possibly, but that's not me. That's not my spirit speaking. What I'm feeling, that's my spirit speaking. So I'm going to go with what I feel, not with what I'm telling myself. And I think that's, you know, that's how I've kind of differentiated between the two voices. But it seems like right when you're just in the middle of something big, like a big breakthrough for yourself, because you can feel it, you will hear this voice come in and say, you can't do that.
Oh yeah, I totally had that. I know exactly what you mean. It's like you're getting ready to up level and all of a sudden your legs are shaky.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know.
But nobody's going to show up.
That's
right. You know, nobody's. And it's like when you listen, that's the difference, right? When you listen to that negative voice, which probably most of us do because it's incredibly powerful and loud. when you listen to that negative voice is when you do not move forward. You do not jump off that cliff and follow your dreams. You know, you do not like, you know, you have to find your wings. And the only way to do that is right. to jump. But everything's telling you not to.
That is right. You really, I mean, and that is the ultimate message, is you really do not want to get to the end and be like, oh, I should have. I wish I would have.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Bouncing Forward. My mission is to show that no matter what our circumstances, if you want something bad enough, and if you feel it in your heart and your soul, that the possibilities of what we can achieve are endless. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode, and please leave a review to help me help more people bounce forward. I want to leave you with this one question. If your life was a book and you were the author, how would you want your story to go? From this podcast, I hope you walk away seeing that although we can't control the things that happen to us, we can always control the way we react to them. We determine where our story goes from here. It's not about bouncing back to who we once were. It's about bouncing forward and becoming all that we could be.